Good morning to all of you. Good morning. As you might see that the text for today is printed for you on the wall, and I invite you to read the scripture together. Shall we read it together? That the brother of humble circumstances is to glory in his high position, and the rich man is to glory in his humiliation. Because like flowering grass, he will pass away. The sun rises with a scorching wind and withers the grass, and its flowers fall off, and the beauty of its appearance is destroyed. So too the rich man in the midst of his pursuits will fade away. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trials, for once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love Him. The title today is The Price of Trials. You know that everything we do has some results. When God encourages us to do things, He's not just making us doing it. He always wants to reward us for that. Well, before we get to the price of the trials, we look at verse 9. The scripture says, but the brother of humble circumstances is to glory in his high position. Let's look at this verse of scripture for a little bit so that we will learn its meaning. The brother of humble circumstances. First, notice the word humble circumstances. What does it mean? The word humble circumstances in Greek simply means poor, lowly, humble, unimportant. Now, this man who is low, who is unimportant, who is poor, is referred to as a brother. So the brother is a believer. And James says, let this man of low social status, of materially, economically poor, and a man who is unimportant in the sight of men, let this man glory in his high position. The word glory means to rejoice, to boast, to take pride in. Well, normally when you are poor, when you are low socially, when people see you as unimportant, can you rejoice? Can you take pride in that? Can you boast in that? Normally you say, I cannot. Why? I'm very down. I don't even have money to live by. In the society, people think that I am dirt. But it is to this kind of people, the Bible says, let him glory, let him boast, let him take pride, let him rejoice in his high position. You better ask me, Pastor Daniel, what then is this high position? What is something in this position to rejoice? Well, the high position is a high privilege in the spiritual realm. We might be poor physically, materially, economically. We are a believer. We are a brother in Christ. And as a result of this fact, God has given us a high privilege spiritually. This privilege includes a heavenly perspective on poverty. Wow, this is important. You will never be able to rejoice in poverty, in low status, and in unimportance unless you see things from a heavenly perspective. Even though we are poor, God has elevated us to a high position in which we can see things differently from what the world sees. So it is a heavenly perspective on poverty, on low status, on trials in this life. Poverty is a trial in life. But now we are believers. We don't see things the same way anymore. This high privilege also includes the right to inherit the kingdom of God and to sit with Christ on his throne in the lives to come. He say, well, even though I'm poor in this world, but my home is not in this world. I'm actually looking forward to the time when Jesus Christ returns, when I enter into the home of God, when I claim my inheritance, when I sit with Christ on his throne. My friends, are you poor? Are you unimportant? Are you low in your social status? The Bible says, take pride in this. Don't forget that you are a brother in Christ. And as a result of this fact, God has given you wisdom to see how short this life is and that the glory and the blessings and the position lies in the future. Well, there are several things that we need to talk about. Why glory and take pride in this high position? First, because this high position is a sure thing in God. When God promises us something, it is sure. It is something that you can never lost or lose. We rejoice because the things in this world are very temporal. They're passing away. But the things to come are so sure. We could never lose it. So every time when you're in a difficult situation, remember how wealthy you are. You are a child of God. You have a high position in Christ. And this thing is not something that is empty like this world, like the grass, like the flowers. But it is something that is so sure that will last forever, so you can rejoice. Several lessons must be learned before we move on to the next verse. The first lesson that we learn from this verse of Scripture is our spiritual standing is not determined by economic standing. Economically, we might be very poor. But when God gives us a spiritual standing, he's not saying, oh, see how wealthy you are, how important you are in the society. He's not looking at that. He is looking at your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you have that faith in his Son, immediately you are being elevated to a high spiritual standing. This is something to rejoice, isn't it? Wow, I don't need to be so rich and so wealthy to be considered by God. In fact, he considered me and elevated me to a high standing when I was very, very poor. Rejoice, isn't it? So when James says rejoice, there is reason for it. It is not dependent upon my poverty. It is dependent on my faith in Christ. Second lesson that we can see from this verse of Scripture is our lowly status is not necessarily a sign of God's disfavor. Well, if God disfavors us, he will not elevate us. See that? We are on a high position. In fact, our poverty is a favor of God for some reason. Third lesson. We would not be unduly concerned about our material poverty in this life if our true wealth is in God. You know, a lot of people say, wow, so many things to worry about. I don't even know how to pay the bill for tomorrow. You don't worry about that very much. Our true wealth is in God. He will meet your need. No matter how poor you are, you will make it. And you have a bank account with God. He will supply you now and forever. Next lesson. A person who looks beyond his humble outward circumstances to his spiritual position and treasure can even rejoice. Sometimes, the solution to your problem is to look beyond. Years ago, I worked with a man who was very, very intelligent at Netland. And he said, "Daniel, in all my life I've learned a lesson. Never try to embrace difficulties. Look beyond them. Don't embrace it. Look beyond it." So when you are in poverty, unimportant, in a low social status, look beyond that. And when you start looking beyond that to what God will promise you, give to you, you can rejoice. Next lesson. Our lowliness of social status can coexist with our spiritual exaltation. Sometimes you say, two things cannot stand together. But the Bible teaches us here today that there are two things that seems to be paradoxical, and they could exist together. A low status, outwardly, in this present life, and a high exaltation, spiritual standing at the same time. So sometimes we are low, but the time when you are low, you are actually high. I know that every time when I encounter difficulties, I'm actually very close to God. I'm very humble. I'm humbled by the situation because I don't know what to do. And it was the best time in my life. I sing more hymns. I pray more prayers. And I could identify with those who are in difficulty better. That's a wonderful place to be. And that's a high place. Another lesson, and that is really practical. We should not think lightly of our poor brothers and sisters. If we have friends who are poor, who is a believer, who is unimportant, who is very low right now, we should not think lightly of him or her. Why? Because God has elevated him to a high position. Who are we to look down upon them? They are actually really high. So every brothers and sister who is poor right now, low right now, unimportant right now, they are very important to God. And for this reason, we should never look down on them. And another lesson. One way of consoling, of comforting a poor fellow believer is to remind him of his spiritual advantages. Every time when he sees someone who is low and down, discouraged, anxious, and all of that, we learn from the scripture today. One way of comforting this person is to tell him, actually, God loves you so much. Don't you know that your wealth is in God? And he is very wealthy. He is with you. All these things. This leads to the next verse of scripture, verse 10. James says, "And the rich man is to glory in his humiliation." Some people think that only the poor are in trials. And the wealthy man, they are so happy, they never have trial. And James tells us that this is not true. Earlier he said, "Consider it all joy when you encounter various trials." And here he gives two examples. One is in trial because he's very poor. He is being slighted in the society, and that's a trial. It is a trial. And then he refers to a rich man here, very wealthy, he has all he needed. But this man is to glory in his humiliation. He goes on to explain why, because he said, because like flowering grass, he will pass away. Ah, that's his trial, isn't it? You are very successful, you are very wealthy, you have all that you need. And yet, life is short. You don't know when you will die. And that is a trial. The insecurity of life is a trial. And he goes on to say, for the sun rises with a scorching wind and withers the grass, and its flower falls off, and the beauty of its appearance is destroyed. So too, the rich man in the midst of his pursuits will fade away. The word pursuits, in the midst of his business journey. He is saying that when he is on the journey to make business, to make money, he could die. And that is a trial. You think that by making all this money, by all this success, you're going to have a long life. You're going to have happiness. You're going to live forever. But James reminds them that you have another problem. You are very successful and wealthy, well regarded, but in fact, life is short. And those of you who are young here probably don't believe that life is short. But some of us who are older, who are in our late 40s or 40s, we know how short life is. We were just there with you. And now, we are older. And in 10, 20 years, we'll be older, even older. And very soon, life is gone. And all of our pursuits, success, and wealth are gone. So, my friends, trials belongs to all. To those who are poor, lowly, unimportant. To those who are wealthy too. Because their success is very short-lived. Their lives are short. Now, let's come back to verse 10. It says, and the rich man is to glory, to boast, to rejoice in, to take pride in his humiliation. It raises a question. What is mean by the humiliation here? Well, the humiliation here is a realization of his own spiritual bankruptcy. A man could be very wealthy, but without the Lord Jesus Christ, we are completely spiritually bankrupt. And a person who is wealthy will never come to know the Lord Jesus Christ until he knows that he is spiritually bankrupt. And this realization will lead to his belief in Christ and his position in Christ. Poor people, they know that they need God, no problem. Wealthy people are very arrogant people. I don't need anyone. I don't need anything at all. I have all that I need. But James reminds them that they are not to boast about their wealth, but they are to boast about their spiritual poverty. And unless they come to this realization, they will not even trust in Christ. But it is good sometimes when they realize their spiritual poverty and come to know Christ, well, it is something to rejoice in. Because the wealth, the success that he has is actually very short-lived. And they are passing away very soon. So poor people can rejoice in the fact that we have all our riches in Christ. And well,